afternoon, family. Thank you again for joining me for another podcast with Project Peace, Love, and Joy Incorporated. I'm Bridget, and I'm welcoming you. I just love the topic of peace. What a wonderful way to start this new year. Just found out within the Asian community, this is a new year and a new year of the rabbit, and it's all about self-care and peace. So this time I've been talking about peace for about 3 weeks now. So what I'm going to do, because as I've been talking to different people, I just realized maybe people just don't understand the fullness of what peace is. So today I'm just going to go over and talk about the three areas that of peace that could really jeopardize our peace. There are three different areas that we have to make sure we're at peace in those areas. So the first one is a psychological peace. And I've been talking about that for the past 3 weeks, dealing with our thoughts in our mind. Do we have comfort and peace within? Are there some feelings, okay, or some thoughts that don't bring us peace, but bring us anger, okay, bring us low self-esteem? Okay. That's one area, a psychological peace that we must deal with and work on within ourselves. Another area that will jeopardize our peace is relational peace. That's dealing with humanity, our neighbors, our families, our friends. Sometimes they could say things, do things that'll rub us the wrong way, keep us from really feeling peaceful, loving thoughts. Okay, humanity, sometimes we could just be listening to the news, or sometimes you're on Facebook or Instagram, or somebody is saying something, or maybe they don't even say anything particularly to you. You're listening to their story, and maybe it brings down your self-esteem because you're not in the same place that they are. We have to listen to what's going on within us. That's not bringing us peace, then something is wrong. We should rejoice in others' happiness. We should. Okay, so relational peace, that's another area where we have to look at that could possibly help us to see if we have peace or not. Okay, the last area is a spiritual peace. Am I at peace with my relationship with my Creator, my God? Am I at peace with that relationship? Did I know there is supposed to be a relationship? And why am I not at peace with my relationship with my Creator, my God? Those are the three areas that could jeopardize our peace, or that could help us to see that I don't have peace in the area within me, a psychological peace. I don't have a psychological peace. Nobody has to do anything to me. And I have these thoughts that are negative. They're bad. I don't have a psychological peace. Or you could say, I don't have a relational peace. I don't get along with my friends. Or I don't get along with my family. I don't get along with my husband or my boyfriend, my girlfriend. I have a problem with relational peace. Or spiritual peace. I don't even know of a God. How could I have a peace about a spiritual peace? I don't even know of a God. Well, if you sat down and you listened to this podcast and you say, hey, I don't have peace in some of these areas, what must I do? The first thing to do is be real with yourself. Okay. Be real with yourself. Sit back, meditate, take a deep, slow, deep breath. Inhale, slowly blow out. Do that a couple of times. And then begin to say, why? Ask those hard questions. Why am I not having peace within myself or with my family or with my God? Why is there the problem? And now, what must I do to bring change? Change is here. We must change. We must change. Why do we need to change? We need to change so that we can have peace, so that we can get to the love that's within us, and we could pass it on, spread peace and love throughout this whole world, within my own being, within my own family and friends. That's what it's all about. The only difficulty you're going to have is your own self. That's what a battle is with me. Battle is with me. Why don't I want to change if it's going to be for my good? Think about that. Answer those deep questions, and we'll talk about it later. If you like to send me an email and begin a discussion, please do it at projectpeacelovejoy.org or just breathe. Love to hear from you. Have a peaceful, loving day.